I've got a guest with me here in the studio who's about to tell you about something that is seriously cool that's about to come the way of Western Sydney. We know that Wet n Wild is coming, opening in Prospect in December, but what about this? An indoor skydiving facility. It is a giant 13-metre high wind tunnel which lets you float on a column of air just like you are skydiving. It is fantastic and it is coming our way. And the bloke who's going to tell us all about it is with me right now. His name is Wayne Jones, former SAS soldier. Wayne, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben. How are you, mate?
I'm all right. When does it open?
Hey, look, we started building yesterday. That was the groundbreaking ceremony, and we're looking at having it fully operational early at the start of next year.
So this will be just outside Penrith Panthers?
Exactly, right next to the front door.
Okay. What happens? How do people skydive indoor?
Well, it's a 20-metre high building. It's 9 metres under the ground. It's powered by four huge fans that are up in the ceiling. And those fans channel volumes of air down the sides of the building and up through a flight chamber. As you mentioned there, it's 13 metres high and 5 metres across. Winds up to 250 kilometres an hour. And people literally fly.
How do you keep your balance? Because we know when someone's jumping out of a plane for real, as I've been lucky enough to do, you know what it is. It's the gravity. It's the fact that your body's falling from 13,500 feet. It's only heading in one direction. But when it's artificial, how do you keep your balance?
Well, the simulation is exactly the same as what you would have experienced in the sky. So that air, the pressure of that air keeps you afloat. We can control the speed of that air by a simple control in the control room. There are world-class instructors there that will bring you in from outside into the column of air, and they'll fly you around in there until you can fly yourself.
It's yourself and also Daniel Hogan, another SAS soldier who set this up, and you had Ben Robert-Smith, our VC winner there yesterday, supporting you guys. That must have been good.
Yeah, Ben's a great mate of ours, and we were working with him for a long time back in the regiment, and we really appreciate that he could come down and help.
He's a big boy, isn't he? Is he going to have a go at this?
Oh, yeah. He's probably had a go, I reckon. He would have done it as part of his military training. So, yeah.
Is that what it's going to do? Give people a little bit of a taste of what it might be like to work in the SAS? And for those who aren't brave enough or silly enough to jump out of a plane, it gives you some of the experience.
Yeah, we hear a lot of the times that some people may just not be ready to take that next step to do a skydive. But, yeah, they're more than happy to come and have a fly around inside
all
the
right.
flight chamber.
Is it one of those things where there's a height or a weight or an age restriction? Are there people who can do it and people who can't?
People as young as 3 years old and upwards, as long as you're fit and healthy, you can come and fly in our facility.
So who's put the money into this whole thing? Because this has got to cost some money to get started.
We actually listed our company on the stock exchange at the end of last year, and that was our means of raising money. We are all set to go. We've got all the approvals, we've got all the funding, and like I said, we actually started construction yesterday officially, so it's okay. Exciting times.
The doors will open when?
The doors will open early next year.
Okay, you don't know when? Because when you're building something like this, there's all those variables.
We do have a 12-month intensive construction program, and we really do anticipate this thing to be fully functional and operational by the first quarter of 2014.
You might need to put another one in here at Ruddy Hill RSL if it goes well over there.
I'll tell you what, looking around this place now, I think it'll be a perfect venue
for
one of these.
It's a great facility. So listen, congratulations on it, because the more options there are for families and kids in the western suburbs, the better. This will be terrific, and it's going to be called what?
I Fly Down Under, yeah. And if anyone wants to keep track of our construction, get out to Penrith and have a look. Get on our website, www.indoorskydiveaustralia.com.au, and follow us on Facebook.
Wayne, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much,
Ben. Well done. So Wayne Jones, who's behind that idea, as well as Daniel Hogan, two ex-SAS boys, and it's I Fly Down Under.